This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the fan, WFAN.
Yeah, let's get it, New York City. Keith McPherson on the fan. The Mets got a win. I mean, Mike Brown is the luckiest guy in the world. What a win for him. Dial 888-808-1019 one time. You know that commercial where they're like, change your apartment, change everything. The Mets need a commercial that says, change your lineup, change everything. What a difference it makes. Lindor is back just because he was hitting second. The Make It Happen Mets. Nobody beats the Miz. The Mets do. That's who. The Make It Happen Mets do. Come through. Come through. 888-808-1019. We're going to talk about that whack-ass team that's up in Canada right now. They're already on vacation, one foot into the holiday. But at least we have some positive things to talk about, right? Because the Mets had gone days without a win. The Mets had 2 days off, one rain day off, one scheduled day off. And what I do want the Met fan to know that might not be paying attention is the Pittsburgh Pirates are on a heater right now. Yeah, the Pittsburgh Pirates just had an undefeated homestand. And to make you feel better about things, like, they just swept the Cardinals, and the Cardinals didn't score a run. I say that to say this, it's baseball. Like, it's going to happen. And I know the Cardinals aren't world beaters. I know the Cardinals aren't, you know. But the Cardinals have 47 wins. They're not that bad this year. But they just walked into P-Town, and the Pirates, since they fired their manager, since the passing of Dave Parker, they have been pitching, they have been hitting, and I would say if you're a Met fan, forget about that series from last weekend. It was a historically bad series, but that type of stuff happens. Control what you can control. First game today, we're not going to spend a lot of time on it. We're not going to spend a lot of time on it because it's negative energy. And the Mets work a split, and you're hoping that they can take the series tomorrow. But I was getting weird flashbacks of the Brewers from last year when Rhys Hoskins came through and that early series in Citi Field. You know, it was empty in there as it was empty the first game today. Whatever. Ultimately, the storylines from that first game don't matter. Clay Holmes gets pulled after 5 1/3. Mendy explained himself on that one, but Reed Garrett is cooked. Reed Garrett ends up giving up the game, and that was it. You know, another 5-run inning for the Mets. I think they said that's the fifth in 17 games, but whatever, put it behind you and hope that tonight, Francisco Lindor, Puerto Rican jersey night, the same night that Francisco Lindor makes his first All-Star game as a Met, as the starting shortstop for the National League. You have some positivity. You have some good things to talk about. Brandon Nimmo. You know, let's go back. You know, nobody beats the Miz. This Jacob Mizorowski kid, he's given up nothing. He's a freak of nature. Throws 100 with ease. And coming into this game, I'm like, yo, what's going to go on with this kid tonight? What's this guy going to do tonight in New York on the big stage against these big bats? And the Mets, after losing the first game of the doubleheader, it's hard to sweep a doubleheader. You know, what are they going to do to respond? And in that first inning, this guy comes out and he's as advertised. In that first inning, this guy comes out and he does what he's got to do. Now, there was something in that first inning after he struck out Nimmo, after Lindor lined out, Soto walked. And I don't know. I guess SNY Mets and social media made a lot of it, but Soto kind of stared him down, like kind of like a welcome to the show moment. Like, you're a rookie. You're a whole rookie. And we're going to get after you tonight. That kind of loomed large. It loomed large. Maybe he put the fear of God in him. Change the lineup. Change everything. Because you change the lineup and you get through the top of the lineup, nothing really goes on. But the bottom of the order gets going. In the bottom of the second, Brett Beatty walks. Ronnie Mauricio walks. Hayden Sanger comes through with a single. And so you're like, okay, we're in business now. We're in business now. Bases loaded for Brandon Nimmo's second grand slam of the season. Back to leading off. Now that's done. You leave it there. You know what I'm saying? You make the change. You can't go back. You got to leave him there. Nimmo's back to leading off. He's got experience doing that. Lindor batting second. You have a five-run inning. Like, no, you return a five-run inning from the first. Leave it now. You leave it there now. 888-808-1019. Let's get some reaction from Mets fans driving home from Citi Field. I know it was packed out there. A good night to be out there to get back into the winning ways. Carl is in Beacon Falls or calling from Beacon Falls or heading that way, but coming from the game. What's up, Carl?
Yeah, I'm heading that way slowly. I got my 8-year-old sleeping in the back seat. He has had his first couple games today. He convinced me to stay for the second game. I'm glad he did. That Sengar hit was a wild play going off the pitcher's glove, and they were very fortunate to get Nimmo up there, and it's good to see Lindor going. Later, Sengar with the bunt. You know, they manufactured, a run tonight. They got the insurance run with Lindor. It's just good to see, you know, Lindor and some life in that lineup because that first game was dreadful. And I'm just very concerned about the pitching going forward, obviously. The biggest issue they have, I mean, it's just not sustainable to send out Brazoban and then Tidwell. It's just not a sustain. And then all the pitchers, they even had the Richard Lovelady come out. I mean, if you gave me the list of pitchers that I was going to see tonight and didn't show me Diaz, I would have been like, oh my goodness, what is going on, you know?
Yeah, but you do what you got to do to win, and you kind of set yourself up tomorrow and anything goes. I don't know. I feel like, you know, the bats came through, and that's what you were looking for. The pitching had been struggling, and they did enough. The rotation had been struggling. They did enough with this, like, bullpen game with Brazoban, with, you know, Tidwell getting his first major league win. Good dad making sure you stayed for the second game. Thanks for the call, Carl. Lindor's back. I mean, Lindor ends up homering later in that game or right after the Nimmo grand slam. Lindor follows up with a homer. Then he ends up driving in some runs later in the game. Carl just said, you know, with Sanger doing his job. And then Jankowski's back. And that guy's speed demon. He can fly. Ends up driving him in. So now that you got Lindor right, which you also go back to that stat. I think the Mets are like 28-1 when Lindor homers. You leave Nimmo up there. And you figure out the pitching. 888-808-1019. It's just a feel-good vibe. I wouldn't panic too much tonight on what are we going to do tomorrow. I wouldn't worry too much tonight about how many guys pitched tonight. You had, Dickie Loveladies back there. You know, Dednil Nunez, Ryan Stanek, Edwin Diaz, and they did what they had to do. There was a little bit of a scare when Yelich homered when Jackson Churio, and you know, they go back to back, and you're kind of thinking like, oh no, don't let this be a collapse and lose the second game. But like I said, with Lindor back, Brett Beatty making plays, the defense being there, the Mets do what they got to do to get the win. So all in all, you're excited about the lineup change and hoping that, you know, this leads to more runs being scored and that they can pick up where they left off tomorrow and take this series before heading into the weekend. Dan in Mountain Lake, you're on the Fan. What's up, Dan?
What's up, Keith? How you doing, bud?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm on the way back from the game as well. You know, great win. I guess I just would love your thoughts. I felt like it was a panic move by Mendoza to bring in Diaz in the eighth. I really didn't like it. I realize it worked out, but, you know, again, like, we're talking about a playoff team here. We all know that. Like, why are we bringing in our closer in early July to do a four-out save?
Because
it's going to erode Stanek's confidence, and it's just not a great look.
No, I think it's an urgency move because you've lost so many games. You're in a losing streak. You can't lose that game. You can't lose the series. You can't get swept in the doubleheader. You got to make sure that you stop the bleeding, that you get it done. We've seen him call on Edwin Diaz for one out. You know what I'm saying? We've seen him come in there and who was the kid? Pichardo the other day. Like we've seen him go to Edwin Diaz as a save the day move. We can't fumble this one. Thanks for the call, Dan. I'm getting the feeling that the Met fan is still very pessimistic. I'm getting the feeling that the Met fan is like, this isn't enough. You guys aren't happy you won? I don't know. I mean, if we're going to go negative, I'll just start taking these Yankee calls. I don't want to go there because that's going to be the whole night. 888-808-1019. I felt like that was just a manager making a move to secure the victory and not let it get crazy to go to Edwin Diaz and you're done. You're done. You don't worry so much about, like, you get the win. You do what you got to do to win. That's what managers are supposed to do. They can control the game. They can affect the game. Put your best out there to get it done. Edwin Diaz can do it, and he did. So take that win, and then you go into this game tomorrow, Juan Soto replica jersey day, and you try to win that game, win the series, and you guys know what's coming up this weekend. You need to win the series. You know, I just talked about Pittsburgh and being swept by them. You lost four in a row. Couldn't let it be five in a row under any circumstance. And the thing about the Brewers is they're pesky. They've got guys that can hit. They got guys that can run. You got to close the door on them, and they did. Phil is in Sheepshead Bay on the Fan. What's up, Phil?
Hey, Keith, yeah. You know, we made a couple of moves that paid off, put us in the win column this evening. I had an idea. I want to see what you think about it. What if we move Pete Alonso to number five or six, take a little pressure off of him, let Soto hit fourth, and move McNeil up? What do you think about that?
Move McNeil up? So I think didn't we already see McNeil back clean up at some point? I don't know. I think they like where they're at with their top five right now. I wouldn't expect that change. I would expect them to run the same guys back out there tomorrow. I wouldn't expect that change to come the next day.
You think he's going to go back to the original lineup?
I think you gotta try this again tomorrow. I think you gotta lead off Nimmo. I wouldn't change it. It worked, and you've been waiting for Lindor to break out of it, to snap out of it. He had a big night tonight, three ribbies. So bat him second tomorrow and see if he follows up.
Okay. You have a good evening. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. I don't know. Like, I don't know where you guys are going. That wasn't good enough. Seven runs, a grand slam, two home runs, a Lindor home run. Jeff McNeil. I know Jeff McNeil had two knocks, but I don't know if I'm looking for Jeff McNeil to move up because Pete Alonso went 0-for-5. Look for Pete Alonso to bounce back tomorrow in a game that you're going to need. Maybe he's the deciding factor. 888-808-1019. Taking your calls on the Mets after the Mets game, after the Mets beat this young phenom pitcher. They split the doubleheader to even up the series in front of 41,000-plus fans. To get another win in their ballpark and set up the rubber match tomorrow. Of course, we're going to talk Yankees, 888-808-1019. I see the Yankee fans on the line. It just sucks, man. It sucks. I don't even want to talk about it. I really don't. They set you up for the biggest letdown. They pick you up in the air and give you an exciting game and comeback just to powerbomb you on your neck. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. All right. I mean, this is a quick one tonight. That's why I don't even really want to waste time on the Yankees. It's the same thing. It's rinse and repeat. They lost the game in the first inning. They lost the series in the eighth inning. And then in the ninth, they lost first place. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 888-808-1019. At least the Mets are back. Yeah. Yeah, LGM, right? At least the Mets are back. We can't have peace. I don't know why the Yankees did that, man. I think I would have rather them, like, you know, when they went down 7-0, rookie pitcher on the mound, Will Warren, who the will to Warren turned in to the will to wear one. They left him in, and I'm like, oh, he's going to wear this. They flashed a stat in the first inning when it was 5-0 that says Will Warren has a 6.75 ERA in the first inning this season. And y'all remember what happened in Dodger Stadium. And this was deja vu, but worse. And in that first inning, I'm just like, this is how, and he's a rookie. So you have some grace, but it doesn't matter, man. He's been good. He's here. It was just a terrible way to start. You know, the Yankees have the worst record in the American League against the American League. They don't own the tiebreaker now against the Toronto Blue Jays. I think it was Neil in Irvington that called me 2 weeks ago and was like, the Blue Jays are better than the Yankees. You know that, right? And I'm like, nah, no, they're not. We're going to see. Well, let me shut up. Let me just stop. Let me put some respect on George Springer, on Vladimir Guerrero Jr., on Ernie Clement, on John Schneider. John Schneider, I don't know why he didn't just keep walking Judge. They ran out of Judge walks, but anyway, I don't really care to rehash this whole game. That game was lost in the first inning. I don't have any moral victories for the fight that they showed. You know, finish the fight. Be the more desperate team. Finish the fight. You have the better players, right? You have the better team. As you know, in the post game, I mean, I know you guys are fed up. I don't watch the post game. I don't listen to the post game, but I'm sitting in here and I'm catching some of it. And Mike Francesa tweets out at 11 p.m. Boone. And then he puts a Boone quote. We think we are really good. And then he follows that up with, that's the essence of the problem. So I quote tweet that with, Boone, I have so much belief in this group. And then I write, we don't. Did you believe they were going to win the game? I didn't. Like, they fought back. And there were multiple times where I'm like, like, and let's take it to Volpe, bro. Like, Volpe has reached a level where you got to sit him down. It's the last game of the series. Like, play Peraza. It is what it is. That Volpe at bat, I lost.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. no matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip. It's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
My mind. I physically was like convulsing on the couch. Because what do you hear me say? It always falls on Volpe. How? How is he always up with runners on and two outs? How? Tonight, he comes up in the seventh, and there isn't two outs. Jazz walks, Dominguez singles, and I'm saying, oh, this is trouble for them. Even Kay says it. Their speed on the base paths. I'm like, yo, we get the ball and play. Like, we're going to score. We're good money. Bro, having a bat. They flashed a stat on Yes Network. Anthony Volpe, 149 runners left on base this season. I said, can't run from this anymore. Can't run. It's the second most in Major League Baseball behind Nick Castellanos with 150. And you know what he did in the at-bat? Called strike one. Second pitch he sees is a slider up in the zone that I don't know what he thinks he's going to do with. He grounds into a double play, and he takes the lead for runners left on base in Major League Baseball. Make it stop. 888-808-1019. Robbie's in Lenox on the fan. Robbie, I don't know what to do. I got nothing.
Thank God I went to see the new Jurassic Park tonight. It's actually excellent. So
it
was great. Very, very
smart.
I would say it's scary, but entertaining.
I should have done something like that instead.
My girlfriend and I wanted relief tonight. I went plop, plop, fizz, fizz, go to the movies. And, popping down the milk duds. Anyway, so my peyote buttons, Keith. Anyway, so I get home, right, and I grabbed some food. I went to rehearsal with my band because we're playing Saturday night. So, yes, I am the man up here, the Caucasian boy that sings Stevie Wonder. But anyway, here's the deal. So, okay, here's what bothers me. Hey, Aaron Boone, he's giving up seven runs. You want to get him out of the game already? I mean, is Aaron Boone that stupid? Oh, yeah, let's leave Will Warren and... Okay, Keith, listen.
You have to. I just got to stop you there because we have nothing in the bullpen. We don't have a long man. We you want to throw JT Brubaker or we just do these guys. Like, having Will Warren wear it, it actually gave us an opportunity to come back and compete in the game. And when you look at the box score and you actually look at all things considered, Berríos, like, his box score was just as bad. Berríos goes four innings in a third, gives up nine hits, six runs. Will Warren goes four innings, gives up 10 hits, eight runs. They both had a bad night.
Bad game. Here's my question for you before I go, okay? Here's my question. I am so sick and tired of the third base coach of the Yankees. Can we send this guy back to Citi Field? Why is it every time I tune in, so I get in my car, I'm on my way home, I hear him, Dave and Susan, right? Okay? And he goes, base shit. And I'm thinking, oh, wow, it's an 8-8 game. Nope, he holds him up at third base. Now here comes Anthony Volpe. And before I know it, I'm like, is the inning over? Did they take the pitcher out? What did they do? Then I found out with a little interference on the station, did he ground down to a double play? Why couldn't Boone pinch hit for him? Why can't Anthony Volpe sit down, son? Can we sit this guy down, please? Can we just bring up somebody else?
Because Boone said it the other night. Thanks for the call, Robbie. You know, he stung some. We were stinging the ball. And I'm like, bro, I don't care about outs, hard hit outs. What are we doing? You can't pinch hit for him. He won't pinch hit for him. Put Peraza in? I don't know, man. We'll get to the rest of the unraveling. Devin Williams and, you know, Judge being clutch, and they waste a clutch Judge moment. Keith McPherson on the fan, man. 888-808-1019. Luckily, I only got two more hours of this. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.